possible that Al Yisrael could do the Egel right after the Gilui that they had at Mamal Har Sinai? And the concept that he's developing here is that, just like in that Moshel that we said, where a king who takes just a peasant girl and marries her, and told her, as soon as we married, we will be equal. You will be able to do whatever I can do. And as soon as he puts the ring on her finger, she spits in his face. And he's like, whoa, what's going on here, right? And he would like to kill her on the spot. But he's already made the commitment. From her point of view, what's she doing? She's trying to test, is it really true what you said, that I can do whatever I like, that I full, I can do whatever I like and we are equals. Now that's fine when you're talking about a king and a queen, which are human beings, and even then, like, this story wouldn't happen in reality. Like, it's not shy that any king would, at his wedding, right, he would kill her on the spot, there's no question about it. Even if he had said that we are equals the minute I put that ring on her finger, forget about it. Not going to happen. The question, so how do we have in the relationship, which is like a marriage relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, how do we get to this Ishtoi Kugufoi thing, that they, Kaviyochol, they're on the same level, right? We can never say that, but Ishtoi Kugufoi, if we are the spouse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochol, how do you get that we can do whatever we want? The answer is Bechira Chofshitz. Bechira Chofshitz is the answer, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us full ability to do whatever Averos we want. Right? There's nothing stopping us. We want to go right now and do all the three Averos Chamurais? Go. Take out a gun, shoot somebody, go to the base Zoinas down the road. Do whatever you like, right? Nobody's stopping you. Avodah Zarah, you go bow down to whatever piece of wood you want. No, nothing's stopping us. We have Bechira Chofshitz. Klal Yisrael, after the tremendous Gilui on the marriage, Kaviyachol, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right after that, they wanted to test that relationship. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the free will to be able to test it. And he gave them a bit of a help with it. He sent the Satan to show them the Moshe Rabbeinu's coffin up there. So that's the one aspect. The other aspect is we're trying to understand the Gemara in the Yerushalmi that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael sinned with the Eger, Hashem was holding on to the Luchos with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wanted to take it away from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrestled the Luchos and he took them away, Kaviyochol, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where we were holding yesterday, trying to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu understood in that fraction of a second that just like there's Bechira Chofshis Lera, just like you can, Klal Yisrael had Bechira Chofshis to do even the greatest Avera of Avodah Zarah and to say, Elo Elohecho Yisrael Asher Elucho Meret Mitzrayim, then surely in the other direction, Bechira Chofshitz can go as well in the other direction. That I can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, the Torah is no good for you guys anymore. You've dropped. You're not at the level where you deserve the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no! I have Bechira Chofshitz to go the other way. And say, no, I want it, even if you think it's not good for us, I want it anyway. Because maybe we can get back to that level or something. That's where we're holding Be'er. Is that a good synopsis? What we learned yesterday? Why he did smash it? Maybe. Let's see. Be'azus ubechutzba tamon koyach yuvi. Just like there's negative components to azus, brazenness, and chutzba, so too in brazenness and chutzpah lies a positive element. Kasher hi mechuvenes l'tzad hakedusha, when it's used for the tzad hakedusha. B'koyach ze yochol ha'odom l'leches acharei Hashem b'chol ois. Using this koyach, a person can go after Hashem and achieve amazing things, right? using these koiches of chutzpah and azus. Mibli liyitchoshev uliyispael mishum davar ba'olam. Without getting hazed by anything in the world. There was a very, very holy man in the time of the Holocaust called Rav Weissmandel. What is his first name? Dovber Weissmandel. Okay, if you read stories about this man, your hair will literally stand on edge. Okay, he used to go in to the Gestapo headquarters and go negotiate deals with the head Nazis over there. He could have got, they could have killed him on the spot. Like, what are you crazy? Nobody went into the lion's mouth. You didn't go near there. You kept away from that building. You didn't want to. But if you read these lines over here, you'll understand that this is the Peshat. Look what it says here. Bekoyach zeh, using the tzkoyach of chutzpah and azus, yochol ha'odom lo leches achare Hashem b'chol oid, you can go with full steam ahead after Hashem, mibli lishashev ulispael mishum dovar ba'olam, without getting fazed by anything in the world. All you focused on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm using this koyach for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to save Yidden, or to build yeshivas, or the Ponovitch Rav, when he built the yeshiva, right? People told him, you're crazy. He said, you're a dreamer. He says, you're right, I might be a dreamer, he said, but I'm not sleeping. So, good line, famous line. Famous lad. These people, there was no such thing as it can't be done.
No.
Mark Weinberg, sure. But that, you just kept building and building and building. And get, you use this koyach. This is what he's saying here. Me blili is chashim li tzpoil. I know a fundraiser who uses these koyaches. He just keeps on building more koyachim and more yeshivas and more everything. You all know him, but. I mean, the stories, I can tell you stories that I've heard, what he uses, things that no normal person would use to with a gevirim, but he doesn't care. And you see, it's cheap. The Gemara says, chutzpah mahani afilu klape shmaya. This is a pshat. This is a pshat, because if a person's doing it l'shem shomayim, he can get tremendous koichas, man. It's unbelievable. Hu atzmai v'chovshi lasos kirtzoina. Person who uses the koiches of chutzpah and azus for the sake of Hashem, he's totally independent to do whatever he wants. V'shum pega mifgoye azman lo yagbil oso. No setbacks and nothing is going to stop him. Nothing. Gezeirois, shmodois, inuyim, tortures, shmad. Doesn't matter, nothing, right? Eino moini mimenu mili iskasher miloikov b'chol tnayu matzav. They don't stop him from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any situation that he finds himself. B'kach megale akalo es ritzoino ha'az. Through this koyach of using one's koyches to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the worst kind of situations possible, בכך מגלה הקלו את רצוינו העז להינוסה לחסונו בכל מחיר. Through this koyach, the kalo is showing the chosen that she's willing to stick in this marriage at any cost. מבלי להספייל ולהזחשב בשום דבר. Doesn't matter what gets thrown at me. I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to my chosen. Nothing can get in the way. Zui mashmous ritzoinoi shel Hashem yizborach shenevak negdoi. This is what it means. Chaviyochol. The Rotzon Hashem when he was nevak, when he was wrestling against Moshe Rabbeinu Chaviyochol al kiyum haToyro. Right? Hashem rotzo litzor matzav. Hashem wanted to create a situation. Even if he would want to take the Torah from us one day, using a koyach of being an equal kaviyachol in the marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ishtoi kegufoi, with that koyach, nuchal liisnaged loy, v'nuchal lokachas et ha-toyre mimendo bekoyach, v'hi tishor b'yodeinu. These are very high concepts, but the bottom line is that basically, if the relationship is a husband and wife type of relationship, ishtoi kegufoi, then even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to take the Torah away from us, we could wrestle it back from him as an equal, using a koyach of ishtar kegufoy, of azus, of showing a tremendous desire for the Torah, using a bechira chofshis in the positive way. Let's carry on reading. לאור דברים אלו נוכל להוביד גם להובין גם מדוע לאחר המאבק לקבל את הלוחות ולאחר שהוא אומנם הצליח לקבלם. Based on what we've said now, we can understand that after this whole struggle where Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in wrestling the luchos back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, הכלית Moshe Rabbeinu לשבור איתו. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu decide to break the luchos at that point? You've just wrestled them back. Why would you break them at that point? And if you look at the Gemara then in Yerushalmi, the Gemara says that Hashem said Yasher Koichach Roshet Shibartam. What's going on here, right? We're going to explain what was the purpose of breaking the luchos. And we're going to explain why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to Moshe breaking it. Ala luchos harishonos nemar. The Torah describes the first luchos. Ve'al luchos ma'ase Elokim hema. The luchos were a handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'amichtov michtav Elokim hu. And the writing on the luchos was the writing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chorus ala luchos, engraved on the luchos, Harita. Hashem hu ze sheposal es haluchos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one that carved out the luchos. Gam haktav nasi bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the writing even was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma she'ein ken beluchos hashniyos, shepisulo nasi al yedei Moshe. We know, right, the famous Pasha, we read it every fast day, Pashat Kisiso, right? Pesol Lecho, Hashem says to Moshe, after he broke the Luchot, Pesol Lecho Shnei Luchot Avonim Korishonot. I want you to cut out, I want you to carve out another set of Luchot like the first ones. First ones, Hashem made them. Now the second Luchot, Moshe Rabbeinu made them, right? Ala Luchot Harishonot, Omru Chazal, Il Molei Loi Nishtabru Luchot Harishonot. Had the first set of luchos not been broken, lo nishtakecho toiro miYisrael. Toiro could never ever be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Rav Acho bar Yaakov Omar, ein kol umo veloshon sholetes bo. No nation could attack them, could have any control over them. Because the luchos would have been made from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It would be so clear to every single person, right? All the whatever it said in the luchos, without any ibuvya, without getting confused or anything, the Torah would be so clear. Hakol hoyo dovor dibur al oifnai. Everything would be set out in a clear, organized fashion. It would be beautifully clear, understandable to all. Lo yunu shoychichim es haTorah. We would never forget the Torah. Velo hoyu ha'omos yecholim lishtot. And the nations, the Golios, could never happen because the nations could never rule upon us. Meidach Kisa, on the other hand, on the flip side of the coin, Ben Matzav Zeh Shel Behirus, in such a situation of clarity, לאהויסו ניתנו לקלו הזדמנוס להוכיח כי אוכייני חפצו בלב ונפש בניסוי. Following the theme we've been saying all along, in that kind of a situation where everything is so clear, the Dvar Hashem is so clear, and no nation can do anything to us, the Kala would never have the opportunity to prove that she wants this marriage through thick and thin, and through tortures, and through goliyos, and through crusades. Sharei oisa gilu niskav shel mamad har Sinai. Because what would happen, that incredible high gilui that we had at Mamad har Sinai, hoyo mamshichu meir ba'aspaklario me'miro, that gilui would continue shining through the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and would there'd be no question, there'd be no doubt to the point of no real choice, like we said before, to be like a kfir, to be like being forced in the relation, because you don't have a choice. It's so clear that this is the MS, right? ועדיין היו מקום להסתפק האם גם במצבים קושיים ימשיך העם בדרך התורה ומתוך נאמנות להשם. Don't really understand what he's saying yet. ועדיין היו מקום להסתפק. Okay, no, I understand what he's saying now. V'adayin hoyo mokum liistapek, because the relationship came in a way, in a forced manner, right, that we didn't have a choice. It's so clear that the Torah is Torah's MS, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, that we would have a sofek, we wouldn't know for sure. Ha'im gam b'matzovim koshim yamshich ha'om b'derech ha'Torah mitok nemonos l'Hashem. If the nation would be taken away from that clarity for a moment and be put amongst nations or amongst torture, would they in that situation still stick to Hashem or not? It would be a sofek. We don't want a sofek. We want to know that this relationship can last through thick and thin, through tortures and holocausts and crusades and chelmonikis, right? Where Klal Yisrael will gladly give their life rather than give up the Torah. That's what we want to know. If the Torah is, if the Luchos or Rishonos would have come down, there would have been such a clarity of the emes of the Torah and the Amitas, the Achdus to the Yochid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we wouldn't really have the answer to this question. Would Klal Yisrael be able to stick to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even without this clarity, even without the Torah, even if you put them in a goddess? Moshe Rabbeinu Hevin. Moshe Rabbeinu understood Shiratsoino Shel Hashem Yisborach Hu, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants, Hu lo seis lakalo efshorus lehoichiach es atzmo. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted is not a forced marriage. He didn't want a marriage where Klal Yisrael really don't have a choice. Like we said, Kofanem Harka Gigis wasn't a, according to the way we explained, it wasn't a mountain that I'll drop this on you if you don't accept the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Rakim. Klal Yisrael saw. They saw the Gilui. They saw the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw everything. There was no choice. When a person sees that, that's it. The game's over, right? There's no more Bechira. There's no more anything. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to have this Bechira and make the choice on their own. Moshe Rabbeinu Hevin Shiratsoinu Shel Hashem Yisborach Hu Loses Lakala Efshorus Lohichiach Es Atzmo, to prove it from herself, that she should prove her dedication on her own. Lochenu Shovar Etz HaLuchos. That's why Moshe broke the Luchos. After he wrestled them and he showed them, we really need this Torah. At that point he broke them, right? Mematzav Zeh Titzorech HaKalo Knesset Yisrael Lamol V'Litroyach B'Limud HaTorah. It's hard. Limud HaTorah is hard. Try the Toitzvahs, Gemaras. You break your head. We sit for hours trying to understand what's going on over here. It's hard. Halavai, we should just open the book and it's all clear and we just... No. We need to harvest in Torah. We need to work hard, right? L'dakdek b'chol kutzo shel yud. We have to make a diuk in every nuance in the Torah. Levarer ba'atzma is kol hasfeiko is she is oiru lo ulegalo is es avosa elav yisbora. Through doing this, right, through working hard, through dedicating ourselves to the Torah, we showing a tremendous love and dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamrois, despite Shilton HaUmos or Difosom, the Shilton HaUmos, right, the rulership, the all the different kingdoms that ruled over us, or Difos, or Difosem, and the Redifos, how to explain it? Chasing, yeah, but not chasing, it means all the torture and torment that we've been through for all the nations, right? Hamafarshim pirshu et sivuyov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe Rabbeinu. Pesol lecha, haynu sheyiyeh shelcha. The second luchos, right? The second luchos were about, this Torah is going to be your Torah, the Torah that you yourself chopped out of the mountain. You had to carve it out yourself. Each person has to carve their Torah. Each person has to figure it out on their own. Make their chelik in Torah, has to make it their own. V'yesh levayr shegilu tzefunoseo gnoseo impeo v'sisroseo shel haTorah yiyeh shelcha. In order that all the hidden secrets of the Torah, all the different hints of the Torah, all the different parts of the Torah, when you work on it and you really get to the MS in the Torah, it's your kinyan, it's your Torah, right? Ato tedaktek v'tachkor bedatcho besichlecho v'anoscho uve'atzmacho tegale v'techakem aluach libecho. Embed them on your heart through hard work, figuring it all out on your own, right? Luach libecho yafo et lelucho esabris. Then each of our hearts, by us chopping away at the Torah, right, carving out the Torah, each of our hearts become the luchos habris kaviyocho. Kfi shenemar kosvo maluach libecho. Write the words of the Torah on your heart. In other words, carve out you. Each person has a chelik in Torah. Omnom al kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe yiyasher koyach shishibarto. Shocking, right? On one hand, Hashem wants to take it away. Moshe Rabbeinu wrestles it back, and then he breaks it, and Hashem says to him, Shkoyach that you're broken. What's going on here? That's a pshat. Shkoyach that you understood this concept, that I want to give you the opportunity to pesol lecha, make your own Torah, carve out your own Torah, be medaktik, build the Torah on your own. And that's how you're going to show your love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your dedication to this marriage, kaviyocho, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, kiven b'masov lerotzo no elyon shirotzo sheyevutzar hester poni musuyim b'gilo ha'toyro. Moshe Rabbeinu was mechaven to this rotzo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there should be a situation, right? There should come about a situation of hester ponim, to a certain level of hester ponim in the gilui of the Torah, in bringing out the emes, the gilui of the Torah. V'alidei kach yuchlu Yisrael lochiach is the veikusom v'neimonusom la'Hashem. And through Klal Yisrael toiling in Torah, working, chopping away, right, carving out their chelek in Torah, this is how we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu our dedication to this marriage that we've been talking about the last few days. Big stuff. Big stuff.